I should have said, or I don't know if Rat Laguna did say, if maybe when I finish my little talk, if you've got any questions, you know, we could have a few questions, see if there's anything that comes up. So why did I write this book? Well, it arose out of a lecture series or a lecture course that I was doing at the University of Manchester, and the course, surprisingly enough, was on the topic of Mahayana Buddhism. And I did quite a lot of research for the course, but one of the things that I discovered as I was doing my research was there were very few books that gave some kind of general overview of Mahayana Buddhism. In fact, there was only one. There is only one. Please correct me, but I think there's only one. And some of you probably got that book already. It's called Mahayana Buddhism by Paul Williams, which I used as my core textbook. And it's an excellent book. It's an amazing book. It's a very large book, very long book, and a very dense book. But there's some fantastic material in it. But reading it, I thought, in fact, it was students really saying this to me, that they said, well, you know, we're reading the Paul Williams book, and it's really, really difficult. We're actually finding it really difficult to follow the arguments, and there's so much complexity, and it's actually quite hard to follow this. And that kind of made me think a little bit, really, because, I'd like to think, did you sit that course?
No.
Oh. Okay, I'd like to think that the students at the university, you know, they're pretty bright, they're intelligent people, but they were struggling with this. And so if they were struggling with it, I could only imagine that, you know, someone who didn't have some academic training would find it even more difficult, you know, and even less accessible. So it made me start to think, well, maybe there's scope for writing something different, a different way of approaching Mahayana Buddhism. And in fact, while I'm about it, just very briefly, Paul Williams's book very much focuses on Mahayana Buddhist doctrines, almost exclusively so. It looks at the doctrine, well, it's called The Doctrinal Foundations, which, you know, there you go, it's all in the title. And it's fantastic at that. But it doesn't really tell you much about what Mahayana Buddhists have done, you know, over the centuries. It doesn't really tell you much, or a huge amount, about the cultural context in which Mahayana Buddhist teachings and practices played out. It doesn't have any pictures. It doesn't have any interesting, any interesting little asides. It's really quite dense stuff. And so I thought, well, you know, there's room for quite a different approach here. And the other thing was, as well, because Paul Williams is a kind of Tibetan linguist, much of the materials that he draws on are actually Tibetan materials. So he's looking at Mahayana Buddhism through a Tibetan lens, is what I'm saying. And that is really quite, well, it's not that it's distorting, it's just one lens for looking at Mahayana Buddhism. And actually what it does, in his case what it does, is it largely excludes a great deal of East Asian Buddhism. He does talk about it a bit, but his main emphasis is on, well, Sanskrit textual sources, and then often their Tibetan, the Tibetan versions, because sometimes they only survive in Tibetan translations. So that's kind of his orientation, and I want to offer something that's quite a bit broader. And it became clear to me that, for instance, within our Buddhist group, within the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order, we learn quite a lot about Tibetan Buddhism. We probably know quite a lot about that. But actually, I would expect that most of us know almost nothing about Chinese Buddhism. And none of us, I would think, perhaps with the exception of Jung maybe over there, would know anything about Korean Buddhism. I mean, maybe some of you do, but I suspect that with a small number of exceptions, we won't know very much. And even Japanese Buddhism, yeah, we've heard of Zen, but how much about that do we actually really know? Probably not very much, because these are not things that we've emphasized in our Buddhist group. But the more I studied and the more I researched, these fields of Buddhist practice and ideas struck me as being extremely rich and really, really valuable. And I got more and more interested in these areas, and in fact that's my main area of interest these days, East Asian Mahayana Buddhism. And so I wanted to kind of write a book that kind of addressed some of this material and sort of did some justice to it. So that's what I tried to do.